Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Lemay. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder moves to second. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. There goes Cardenal trying to get to third. Oliva throws the ball into Quilici, who tags Cardenal for the out. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Quilici moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson bunts towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Fuller moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Fuller scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Siebert moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Askew is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a line drive towards third. Quilici reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-0 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson moves to third. Dave Boswell now pitching. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sims hits a line drive towards first. Reese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims fields the ball and throws to Siebert covering. Safe. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ulander moves to second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-1 in the game. Renick strikes out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ulander scores. Roseboro moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Verlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Lee May. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sims hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Ted Verlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verlander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verlander hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-2 in the game. Renick strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Verlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro pinch hits for Bob Miller. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castro moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Castro scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Mike Paul now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Merritt now pitching. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Johnson pinch runs for Russ Snyder. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing right field. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Ron Clark pinch hits for Rich Reese. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims fields the ball and throws to Paul covering. Safe. Clark moves to second. Stan Williams now pitching. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-3 in the game. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to third for the out. Uhlander moves to second. One out. Jackie Hernandez pinch runs for Rick Renick. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Uhlander moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Bob Allison pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.